to the official podcast for St. Philip's Episcopal Church in Rochester, Michigan. You can learn more about our church at our website, stpfeeds.org. Our Sunday services are at 8 and 10 a.m., and all are welcome. This podcast is the sermon for Sunday, October 14th, 2018, by Eric Williams.
In the Gospels, we have many stories of people encountering Jesus and then following him. Most famously, the disciples, who are so taken by Jesus that they immediately drop their nets and follow him on this amazing journey. Or there are others, like the Samaritan woman at the well, who engages in a conversation with Jesus and we believe is transformed and becomes a follower of Jesus. Many of these stories. But there are also stories of people who encounter Jesus, are attracted to his message, but then choose not to follow. And that's the gospel that we have today. There are lots of those stories too. Jesus tells parables about the king who throws a banquet, a wedding feast, and invites all the distinguished guests, and they're frankly too busy. They can't be bothered. They ignore the invitation, and so the king sends his troops to annihilate them and invite people from the highways and byways. I always love that story, actually, as a stewardship story. You know, respond to the invitation or you're going to get wiped out. Don't you think that'd be maybe next year's stewardship letter will be more that kind of tone. What do you think? Today we have a more poignant story, though, of a man who is really intrigued by Jesus. And so he comes for a one-on-one meeting with Jesus. And, you know, this guy is very polished. I imagine him being dressed in a really nice robe. He comes from a good family. He's made it in the world. He's financially successful. He's socially well-connected. And so he knows the way you approach a distinguished person is you kind of butter them up. So he says, good teacher, you know, we're all good people here. Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And I imagine Jesus smiling a little bit at this guy because he's so slick. But you know what? Jesus does not despise this man. He doesn't even, you know, insult him or put him down or toss him aside. Jesus, according to the gospel, looks at him and loves him. He sees underneath that exterior that there's something there. There is a real potential disciple in this man. And so he loves him and he says, you know, there's just one little thing. You've got it all. You've followed all these commandments. You know all the commandments. You've been living by them. You're really a good person. There's just this one little thing. I mean, really, it's nothing. Just sell all that you have and give the money to the poor. That could be the year after stewardship letter. What do you think? I mean, if we sold everything we had and gave the money, we could do anything in this church, right? We'd all be begging on the street, but there we are. Just one little thing prevents this guy from being a follower of Jesus. Just one thing prevents him from being transformed and following. I actually think that, you know, we tend to take these stories and make them universal, like, therefore everyone must sell all their possessions. I don't think so. I think Jesus was looking at this guy. And how do I know that? Because when Jesus gives the list of commandments, he doesn't give all 10 commandments, and he throws a little extra one in there. I don't know if you picked that up. There's all the traditional ones, honor your father and your mother, don't steal, don't kill, but then don't defraud. I don't remember that in the Ten Commandments, do you? What's going on? It's because I think this guy had a problem with money and possessions. They had become too important for him. They were his individual stumbling block, and he needed to get over that before he could truly become a follower of Jesus. I think all of us have things that are obstacles in our own lives to following Jesus. Maybe it's money and possessions. Maybe it is the desire that we have to be thought well of by others. You know, that's a powerful social force, isn't it? Nobody wants to look like a fool. And yet, to follow Jesus, in a way, we have to make fools of ourselves. In our increasingly secular culture, just going to church on Sunday is a little bit foolish. I think people look and go, what are you doing getting up to go? You're going to go there, they're going to read out of an ancient book. You're going to sing songs that nobody knows or likes. You're going to have these ancient prayers. I mean, what are you doing? There's going to be someone wearing weird robes from the Roman Empire. I mean, this is odd, don't you think? We are foolish in the ways that we follow Jesus, but that's part of it. We need to get over ourselves if we're going to truly be free to follow Jesus. What is it that is our personal obstacle? Is it our money and possessions? Is it being thought well of? Is it climbing some kind of social or job ladder? What is it that makes it so difficult for us to follow Jesus? That's the question I think this gospel asks of each one of us. A couple weeks ago, Susan and I were at a retreat for clergy couples, first time that had been offered. It was wonderful, and I really loved our conference leader, who's a priest, who's also married to a priest, and he shared a story that really has stuck with me since that conference. He was talking about the time that he walked a lot of the Appalachian Trail. He had started way down in, I think it's Georgia where it starts. And he said, there's this great store you go to in Georgia. I think it's called Mountain something or other. Anyway, you go to this store, and they will help you. They have experts there who have done the whole trail. They'll help you go through your backpack, because most newbies bring all the wrong stuff on this long hike, right? So they dump out your backpack, and they sort through your stuff. And if you brought your cast iron skillet, they tell you to leave it. Don't bring that cast iron skillet. It's going to weigh you down. And they'll sell you stuff, of course, if you have the wrong stuff and you want to buy stuff. But I really love that image of dumping out the backpack and looking through it to see what you need for the journey. What is it that we are hauling around that is preventing us from being able to follow Jesus? For this guy, his cast iron skillet was his attachment to money and possessions. What is it for you and for me? What would it take for us to dump out that backpack and really take a look at what we're hauling around and what we could let go of to be free to follow Jesus on the trail that doesn't lead to Maine, but the one that leads to the kingdom of God? I invite you this week to do a little reflection about that, to think through the barriers that you have to following Jesus and what it would take to let go of those and embrace the calling that Jesus invites us to, the calling to become disciples, to be part of Jesus' kingdom of love and peace and justice and abundance.